finding answers to some political questions I got.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Truth is the Dr. Weech Show with your host, Dr. Weech, Ladybug with Health, Mr. Marcus Baptiste with Economics, and Mr. Ace to make us laugh. It's time to go in. All right, what's up, everybody? You've tuned into the Dr. Weech Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Dr. Weech. I got my friends along with me, Ladybug, who's going to help us out with health. My man, Mr. Marcus Baptiste, who's got us in economics and finances. And to make us all laugh, I got my man, Mr. A. So we well-rounded, everybody, and we want to thank you for tuning in. I am, of course, your host, Dr. Weech, and I'll be going in on the political topics, social topics, and all other commentary with events relevant to us, and more importantly, giving you truth that the media will not give you and will not give you indoctrinational messages, but want to just report the news so you can make a determination of what is truth and what isn't truth for yourself. Want to encourage you to join me in this in our conversation. You can text in 321-345 WGGF 321-345-9443. You can text in your comments and questions, or you can join us on the chat line. We are real time, 7 p.m. And we want to hopefully you've enjoyed the holiday weekend, of course. Definitely want you to follow us on the various social medias and interact with us with the various social media. Send us your comments and questions and just let us know what you're thinking. We got a pretty decent show for you today. We have a lot of topics we want to deal with. And the first thing I want to deal with is, first of all, let me say I have lost a new level of respect for the media. I already didn't respect the media, but I've got a new level of no respect for the media. They went out of their way to make first of all, let me just stay on this. The first topic I want to deal with, you all know I always have a segment called, or often have a segment called, Police Behaving Badly. And here is one that is most egregious. It went ignored by the various media outlets until this story went viral on the internet. And I want to tell you right now today that if you're getting your news only from the internet, only from the TV stations, especially the major TV stations, you're doing yourself a disservice. I can tell you that right now. You're doing yourself a disservice. Looking at the news and comparing it from the time of old, it's like night and day. I mean, really, if anything we could teach these young people, we could challenge them. Go back maybe 10 years. Maybe more to keep it safe, 20 years, and look how the news was presented, the national news, and look how the local news was presented, and compare it to today. Civics teachers, social studies teachers, that's something you definitely may want to consider doing, giving your challenging your students, or even history teachers, challenge your students to look at some of the news sportcasters from a local level. And even now, I think if you look at local news in comparison to national news or world news, you will see the difference in reporting. National news is taken more seriously, where news, especially the Fox News here in Florida, I mean, it's just hilarious at how they present the news. News is sensationalized nowadays to where it has to sell. It has to be dramatic. It has to be prevarication. It has to be embellished a little, as if we need that, because there are enough bad things going on. So I just want to say, we're looking at the news today. This is why we're here with this show, to help you out. And I always say, if you're not educated on social issues, especially politics, it's really reflective of where you are situationally, where you are financially, and where you are with respect to the political process. And I'm telling you, usually groups, racial group, ethnic groups that don't vote, usually when it's voting time, you don't get the politicians to swing in your area, because they're saying your vote doesn't count. Specifically with African Americans, my brothers and sisters of color, it is vital that you educate yourself on the political process, because when you don't educate yourself on the political process, you are ignorant to any issues that reflect your community. Any issues with respect to your finances, I always tell people, lobbyists make the laws. Lobbyists are people who pay off the politicians, donate to the politicians, and they do it from both sides, Republican and Democrat, and usually they're the ones rewarded when those bills get passed. They in fact shower down these politicians with gifts, and you may have heard every now and again how some of these politicians get in trouble with respect to that. So I just want to always encourage you and remind you, it's vital that you educate yourself on the political process, on the economic process, and just when you look at everything, be able to laugh about it. But I want to go into this story right here quickly. Now, North Miami Beach here in Florida, North Miami Beach, Florida, they were using pictures of African Americans for targets. They had it's just disgusting. And people are like, oh, well, when, you know, African Americans complain about the political process or their treatment with respect to them being arrested, there's an unevenness when it comes to justice or the appearance of justice when it's executed with respect to people of color and non-color. North Miami Beach officers were at target practice, and they were using mugshots of six African-American males. Six African-American males. Now, when this story first broke, the police chief was defending the photos of the real people photographer practice. The police chief was defending this. Now, I can only imagine if you're an African-American officer working for this department and you know about this, I mean, how does that make you feel? I mean, and I'm not going to say these other African-American officers are sellout or what have you. They have a job to do. They've gone through the process and spent a lot of time into doing this. And I'm only imagining that they're saying, you know, I wish my African Americans, what brothers and sisters would educate themselves and wake up to see the injustice, you know? So we have, look what happens. A Florida National Guard sergeant came to the shooting range on a Saturday last month, and she recognized this, get this, recognized her brother's 15-year-old booking photo among the bullet-ridden targets. Her brother was arrested 15 years ago and it was still using his mugshot. Now, what kind of mindset is this? That did these police officers, police in the streets, using African-American men as target practice? And we can't understand why there's a itchy finger or overzealous trigger finger with respect to dealing with people of color. Major Kathy Caterman told the HuffPost that the department had multiple lineups for target practice. Some only feature, this is what the major said. Some feature only white men, others Latino, and one features photos of only women. The public thinks there should be one woman, one white man, and one black man, but that's really not what the test is about, Caterman said. We have targets of all races. Police Chief Scott Dennis told NBC South Florida that the officers used poor judgment and will not be punished. Well, thank you, Police Chief, for finally recognizing that this was not a good thing to do. You know, I just don't understand. Anyway, the misstep was reminiscent, watch this, of a flap in 2013 when a Port Canaveral, Florida police sergeant was fired for distributing targets of Trayvon Martin for shooting practice. Do you get this, folks? I don't know if you all heard about a birthday celebration in Los Angeles for one of these police officers, and they were singing a song. I'm trying to get this right. They had a song ridiculing and mocking the death of Mike Brown, saying Mike Brown is dead. And it's just this culture in policing, and you know, it's just so many issues here that it's very challenging to deal with one at a time. This is why I'm very much encouraging people, please educate yourself on the political process. And when you become engaged and understanding of the political process, you won't be a victim of it, really. You won't be a victim of it. It's just disheartening to see that. Anyway, let's talk about other things. I want to get into the President of the United States. He's going to give a State of the Union this evening or right after this show. You're going to listen to him after this show, right? But he's going to give his State of the Union speech. Now, most of you know I've been a a critic, staunch critic, harsh critic at times of this this particular president, and in previous presidents, the one prior to him and the one prior to him, when you really understand what's going on, you realize that the appearance of you having a choice is only an illusion. The appearance of you having a choice is only an illusion, especially when you're limited to Democratic and Republican. You all remember that piece I played for you from the judge saying, this is the illusion. So I want, maybe I'll play that again one day, right? But in any event, the president is going to give a State of the Union. And the one thing I want to commend this president for is the fact that he's saying college education for the first 2 years should be free. And I'm so much in agreement with that. And kudos to you, Mr. President. When I hear stuff like this, I become encouraged because I so truly believe that the entire judicial, executive, and legislative process has been hijacked. I so sternly believe the three branches of government have been hijacked by elitists. But when I hear this president mention this kind of rhetoric, I am encouraged. I'm very much encouraged because if you look at most of the countries of the world, they're excelling with respect to education. They're excelling. And the United States educational system used to be one of the top tiers. If we could look back maybe 30, 40 years ago, it was one of the top tier educational systems around the world. And today, it's not that. And while I have this, I'm going to say this parenthetically. If you can read a book by Catherine Isherbit, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of Americans, it's a great book. It's a very exhaustive book and details how the educational system was hijacked intentionally to indoctrinate and to, how can I say, not only indoctrinate, to dumb down the students so that they'll be infatuated with getting rich, watching reality shows, and becoming ignorant of the political process and believe whatever the media tells or whatever the politicians tells you. So, but when I hear Mr. President talk about 2 years of education, college, community college should be free, I'm really encouraged by it. And we noticed, I mentioned last week how I echo what was said on 60 Minutes when the gentleman said Obamacare was a good and bad thing. It's good because many people who weren't insured can be insured, but the bad thing is who's going to pay for it. Now, with the president saying he wants 2 years of community college free, I commend it. It's a wonderful idea because we all know high school diploma nowadays is really very not much. Remember back in the day, and I think it was the 70s, maybe 80s a little bit, you can get your high school diploma and it was like a wonderful thing. Nowadays, you know, many companies not even looking at that now. They're looking at if you've gone and done some college. And with the job situation so challenged and the economic situation so challenged, I think community college is a good thing. So kudos to Mr. President in saying that. I really appreciate that. Kudos to Mr. President for saying that. Also, we want to say he wants to raise the taxes on the wealthy. Now, again, people, this is just smokes and mirrors. This is just hoopla for the most part to get you excited and to raise the poll numbers of the president, because during this particular administration, and we can make an argument for the previous, the middle class has shrunk dramatically. The wealthy have gotten extremely wealthier, and most of the politicians have gained and become extremely wealthy as well. Now, I think when you want to be a common or legitimate crook, let me just say this, if you can say that, you go into politics. Because do you know if you get a tip on inside trading, it's illegal, but if the politicians get a tip on inside trading, it's not illegal? Can you believe that? I mean, really, this is a reality. You get a inside trading is when you get a tip from someone to say, hey, this particular company is going to do this, and it is reflective of an increase or decrease on the stock market. And if you use that information to profit and gain, you can have charges filed against you from the SEC, and it's illegal. But if a politician does it, it's not illegal. I mean, go figure that. Really. But anyway, getting back to what you hear from the State of the Union, the president will say the wealthy Americans need to pay more on their taxes, which we all know. And you had Marco Rubio talking about, well, I don't agree, Mr. President. You raising the taxes on one group is not going to help the other group. Duh. I wish you'd have known that when you raise the taxes on the middle class and cut taxes for the wealthy, duh, take your own rhetoric and use it. I mean, I'm not a proponent of wealthy, poor, or I'm not favorable for either. I just think we need to have an equilibrium or equal distribution of what they're saying. And these politicians are so hypocritical because they're going to protect the interests of the very wealthy because they're their distributing based, and they're going to trample on the middle class and especially on the those of the lower income levels. So don't be excited when you hear we need to raise taxes on the wealthy. He said that during his campaign for president. Well, now we're going to raise. He said that. And when he had a Democratic sweep across the board here in Congress, they didn't do that. They didn't do that. Oh, it's not going to be passed. It's not. So him saying this with a Republican in both houses, it's not happening. It's not happening. When he has a Republican Congress and House, it's not happening. So this is just smokes and mirrors for the most part. Now, the one thing that they're saying the Obama poll numbers have gone up, but he's not doing well with most whites. And I can think that this is probably because of how he's handled the policing situation. I suspect that many white Americans are not happy as to him with Eric Holder going into Ferguson, with him going into the Eric Garner situation. I don't think many white Americans are happy about that. But nevertheless, with respect to that, we're going to commend this president for some of the things he's saying. And with respect to rhetoric points, we're going to commend him for that. He's a great talker, people. He's a great talker. I really am inspired and encouraged when I listen to this president. He's an eloquent speaker, but with respect to following through, he's like, in my opinion, some people are getting mad. In my opinion, he's like any other politician, if you will. He's like any other politician. One more thing before we bring in my man, Mr. Marcus Baptiste, for the politics situation, since we're talking finances. The United States has changed the way they interact with Cuba. And it's been angering a lot of the Cuban Americans. And as you know, we're based. This show is played all around the world, all around the globe, worldwide. But we're based in Florida and especially Miami. And in Miami, Miami has a strong Cuban base. I mean, a strong Cuban base. And when that policy shifted, oh man, you had them Cubans take to the streets in Little Havana. They had the pots and pans, and they were angry. They were angry. And the reason why I want to highlight this is because we're seeing how the government really doesn't fear the vote anymore, because they know they've so disrupted and did the rezoning, and so that votes really don't matter that much to where you don't have a serious voting block or anything. This is why you see the shift in policy. This would not have been changed or attempted years ago. But I want to demonstrate the culture that they're going to do whatever they want to do. And the agenda and the primary reason is what? Money. This is why it's absolutely necessary for you to understand the political process and be engaged and knowledgeable and relevant of social issues. Not just politics, but social issues, and from a community level, from a state level, from a national level. It's important because what you had was businesses say, you know, there's tons of money in Cuba we're not capitalizing on. And I tell you, the only initiator and agenda is the money. Look at the blood on the hands, and then follow the blood. You'll follow the money, and you'll find the money, and you'll find the real reason and the agenda for most of these things. And like I said last week, the reason why same-sex marriages is forwarding and being usurped by the courts is because money. Money's initiated. And you have many people, in my opinion, that are engaged in the activity sitting on the benches. And I tell people, not constantly, but whenever I'm discussing this issue, that many of the judges, many of the politicians are homo, bi, or trisexual, meaning man to man, woman to woman, and even bestiality. This is what they do. This is how they get down. John McCain said, White House is a synagogue of Satan. He said it himself, and he knows. He said it himself, and he knows. So, in any event, I'm going to stop right then. I'm going to go after we go. We got it's time for my man, Mr. Marcus Baptiste, with Success Made Simple. And after that, I'm going to come back and talk about how the Supreme Court is going to hear same-sex marriage and the expectations of what you can expect. All right, it's now time for Success Made Simple with our host of that segment, Mr. Marcus Baptiste. Mr. Marcus, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Mr. Weezer. Thank you, Hunt, for bringing me on and for your wonderful listeners that's tuning in. Our last segment, we talked about the different processes and what we're going to do for 2015. And I just had the unique experience this morning with a group of people that I speak to all over the country with a company. I'm not going to even put the company out there right now because I don't want nobody to think that I'm endorsing it and want you to get into it. But what I learned from that is people who think it's really rough out here, what Success Made Easy is all about is about us plugging in and learning the process of things. And I'm here to tell you guys, my name is Marcus Baptiste. I'm here to tell you guys that it is so simple, but we need to learn the process. So what can you do in 2015 in your unique situation, because everybody's situation is unique and different, to be successful? This is what we need to talk about. These are some of the things we need to look at. And for those of you who want to just get more information on what's going on, you're going to have to get back with Dr. Weech, with the show, go to the website, send a message there so you can get plugged in. Maybe you need a good team to be a part of, somebody who can take the time and has the compassion in their heart to help you and walk you through. You need a mentor. Our communities are hurting because some people don't have nobody but maybe a basketball player or a football player to look up to. And that only can go so far if that's your goal or dream. If it doesn't happen for you and you're older, you need something else to fall back on. We need to start plugging in some of the software and some of the tools that can help us get going. It's hard because we have to make a new transition over to something that we was never really taught. So this is why it seems hard for us. But we have softwares out here that can get you up and running, and the learning curve is like, what, 3 days? You can get a software and start your own business in less than 3 days. Not dare anybody to contact Dr. Weech in the show and say, hey, I want to try that. Let's talk about price. How much is this going to cost? A software sound like it's expensive. So if you got any experience on the computer, let's talk about get up and running with two amazing software for under $100. You up and running. Whether you want to be a video creator or create an app, any one of these things can be done, and you could be up and running in 3 days and start making money. We can show you these things. They exist, but nobody in our community is getting this message out there. This is the whole purpose for Success Made Simple. This is the purpose for the Dr. Weech Show. You guys need to get plugged in, find out how you can reach out, and find out what you need to know by contacting the show. I will give my information, but I want you to contact the show so it'll show me that you have some kind of commitment in getting things done. This is what we want to do. How much time, Mr. Weech?
You got a few more seconds. Go ahead, Mr. Baptiste. You're doing good. I'm really liking this. You're basically saying, hey, there's no reason why you can't get plugged up in this day and age. It's simple, it's easy, and it's most important, cost-effective.
Cost-effective. There's no reason. I dare somebody to reach out and put it to the test. I dare you.
Hey.
I will walk you through personally. Get started.
All right, everybody. You heard it with Success Made Simple with Mr. Marcus Baptiste. He really broke it down to us, and he basically solved the problem in a nutshell, or told us the problem in a nutshell. Our communities are hurting because we need mentors. Hey, Mr. Baptiste, we thank you for this segment, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
And I'm going to have something juicy for y'all. Take care.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8521. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now. 866-657-8521. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8521. 866-657-8521. 866-657-8521.
It's movie night, and you can't find your favorite movie or CD. Did you look online to FYE.com? They have a large selection of DVDs and CDs. Want to step it up? They have your favorite Blu-ray and games. FYE is an entertainment haven. Log on and check them out from our webpage and get the best deal. By doing this, you support us, and they will continue to support us. FYE.com for your movies, CDs, and games. On from the banner link on WGGFradio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-917-1316, 800-917-1316, 800-917-1316.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-639-8620. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-639-8620. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-639-8620. That's 1-800-639-8620.
All right, welcome back, folks. You're tuned into the Dr. Weech Show, and I'm your host, Dr. Weech. My friends, Ladybug, Mr. Marcus Baptiste, and my man, Mr. Ace, tuning in. Before I went to break, I told you how the Supreme Court was going to hear a case with respect to same-sex marriage. Now, I can tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, I do suspect that the Supreme Court will rule in favor of same-sex marriage, because when there was a clear violation of law where you're saying the states have the right to do what they are supposed or what they want to do with respect to the differentiation of the federal level, we've seen this take place with respect to Obamacare, and we've seen this take place with respect to marriage. Now, I've been a proponent of this. Obviously, I believe in what nature says, traditional marriage, but I don't believe it. Most Americans care less what people do in the privacy of their homes, but the reason why I'm mentioning this is because, remember, I told you they'll begin to pass a law or force their will upon the people and bypass legislation with respect to executive orders and the benches. I told you the White House and Black Rose will begin to legislate law and afford the agenda that the minority, giving the illusion of the mass majority, wants. This is about finances. It's about money. Same-sex marriages will make them or people tons of money. It's often about the money, okay? So I suspect that Supreme Court will do what they want to do, which, and with respect to Obamacare, it was an egregious ruling, and that's going before the Supreme Court also. Let me tell you, I just concluded that this so-called Supreme Court of this land, of this country, is a kangaroo court. It's going to do what it's want to do. And if you can check the what do you call this thing? The history of these courts. And you can see it's basically controlled by cultural opinions and not really law. You know what I'm saying? Not really law. And it's not really reflective. Is the Supreme Court really reflective of America? I just, you have a lot of older people. I'm quite sure there's some scholarly person who can, young, maybe 40 or something like that, who can sit on that bench and give some rules and keep up with the justices. So in any event, just to let you all know that this is going to take place, the same-sex marriage ruling will again be a demonstration of how the courts, kangaroo courts, will just totally bypass the will of the people. And why do I say that? Because you have many states that say, you know what, okay, we agree that marriage should be between one man and one woman. And you had the civil unions anyway, but that wasn't enough. And the Supreme Court, and I say in my opinion, holders said, hey, we don't care what the state's going to do, we're going to recognize it. And I think this was a blueprint of how to let the states know how to the courts know how to respond. Now, with respect to talking to Eric Holder, I want to talk about something that was reported on Reuters on the 16th. And the report reads, U.S. Attorney General bans asset seizure by local police. Now, many are going to hail him a hero with respect to this. And for the most part, I somewhat agree with this law. Basically, this law says state and local police in the United States will no longer be able to use federal laws justifying seizing property without evidence of a crime, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder said on Friday. The reason why I like this is because this gave police, local police, broad powers. Let me read more of the article. It says the practice of local police taking property, including cash and cars, from people that they stop and of handing it over to the federal authorities became common practice during the drug wars during the 80s. So Holder cited safeguarding civil liberties as the reason for this change of policy. Now, again, I agree with this, and I'm suspicious of this. I don't think this is to help the common man. I think what they may see is more politicians and more people of wealth and influence may be getting a hiccup into law enforcement and may be affected by this. But overall, you may not like the law, but I think this is a good change by the Attorney General. And I'm going to commend when I believe commending should be due, and I'm going to rebuke or reprimand when I believe otherwise. I like this law because there have been plenty of times when people have been pulled over and the local police have confiscated items and say, ah, we don't care where you got it from. See me in court to prove it or take you through an egregious, lengthy process to get your items back. Now, only if the IRS could abide by this law. I don't know if you all know, remember on our show, I reported how the IRS confiscated a woman's $33,000 because she was making deposits $9,000, $8,000 at a time. And they said, we'll just freeze your account, take your money, because we think you're trying to get around the law of reporting taxes when you deposit $10,000 or more. So what if the lady did that? That's her right. It's the law. You have plenty of politicians doing this, manipulating the law or dancing around the edge of the law to a benefit. Why is this a problem? You see? Why is this a problem? So I like this law. I think it's a good thing. It'll stop the police officers from having that broad power to confiscate items. And it'll help people if, in fact, they have items confiscated and they have to go to trial. They'll have resources. I remember reading a story where this family, their son was selling drugs in the home, and they say they didn't know. Okay, neither here nor there. But the police tried to confiscate their house. I mean, really? What was the story? It was happening in, where was it, Chicago, I think? Or someplace up north of Washington? With Philadelphia. They were literally confiscating people's homes. Saying, well, it was involved in a crime. And this law. And here's a situation where you see the media works. This was reported on the news, and it got the attention of the appropriate authorities, and he did something. And I think people, in order for us to change anything we believe to be an injustice and a travesty of justice, is we have to make noise about it. When you have a minority making the appearance or the illusion it's the majority, they're going to get catered to. So I believe we, as so-called Americans and people living and residing in this country, we need to make noise if we want to see laws change. So this is a good law. We commend the Attorney General for that. And I think in the long run, we're going to see how good and beneficial this law really is. Because, again, let me give you another precedent. I remember when we had a story in Miami, actually, when someone was accused of a crime. And get this, he couldn't put together a defense because the state confiscated his assets. So he was at the mercy of the defender, public defender. And I mean, really. So this is a good law. We commend Attorney General for that. Also, what I want to talk about is two officers arrested for battery on a black man. I mean, I get tired of these stories of police officers trumping the rights of so-called African American men. We're just going to leave it there, okay? I don't want to be baited into what's happening here, because I was watching a news program on Sunday, and you had one of the former White House secretary saying Hillary Clinton will most definitely be the Democratic nominee because of her record on being Secretary of State. And then you had the moderator say, you believe that? Really? I mean, people died under her watch in that Benghazi thing. And not to say or to minimize the tragedy or to highlight her error in handling that, but is to highlight the disregard for life and the prevarications that took place in that, in the logistics of that. That would be the problem. Now, I'm saying all that to say, I don't want to get baited into the police against public and what this illusion of Hillary Clinton being president, the first woman president, will be. That's not happening. You have Jeb Bush running. I doubt very seriously that he will be a major force in this. I don't see that taking place either. And definitely what we also seeing is, let me tell you how they're going to split the vote. Now, I'm telling you, Hillary Clinton, her job is to split the vote between women and men. Remember, you're going to always have this diversify, divide and conquer methodology that they do. Diversified, divide and conquer methodology of what they do. Hillary Clinton is there to split the vote among the whites, to break down the candidates, to get the candidate that they want. Jeb Bush is to also break down the votes to get the candidate that they want till there's nothing but a set of recycled candidates there. Hillary Clinton's not going to be the next president. That's done deal. It's always a build up to build her up, but she won't win. I doubt very seriously Jeb Bush will have a reasonable chance. Here's somebody I want to talk about. Ben Carson. Ben Carson, I don't know if you've been following this guy. He's an African-American doctor and very proponent. And he is, in fact, making noise with an effort of trying to run for president. And I think we should take him seriously. Now, I heard some ridicule about some other talk shows ridiculing that he's a black man and he's a Republican. Again, don't get baited into those titles. Republican, Democrat, the white vote against the black vote, the male vote against the woman's vote, the Tea Party vote to even break up the Republican vote and the Democratic vote. All of that is smokes and mirrors. It's used to break up, disrupt, and to bring the illusion. So the in occurrence or circumstance can take place. What do I mean? Don't believe the titles. Don't believe the hype. Just educate yourself on the political process so you can choose the best candidate for this time. But Ben Carson, he's been making a lot of noise, and he's been talking about defending the GOP as a party of civil rights. How do you make that claim? I don't know. But I want you all to begin to pay attention to Ben Carson. He's I guess, going into the Tea Party, and he's a guy who is very educated, and he's not backing down from any of the statements that he makes. In a morning C-SPAN interview, he told one caller it was stupid to suggest that it would be hard to elect a black president after Barack Obama. Isn't he half white? The guy is sharp. I like him. I'm not going to ridicule his political party or his representation, but listen to his views. Don't get caught up. He's for the rich. He's for the poor. He's for the white. He's for... Educate yourself in the process before you shoot yourself in the foot. All right. I got to take another break. I got to go to Ladybug. Ladybug is on the line. She's ready to go. So let's go to Ladybug. Ladybug, what's up? What you got for us?
Nothing much. Just left a meeting on actually talking about what's the difference between people and being human.
And what was the outcome of that?
And the outcome of it is that, you know, the information that we're getting, you know, about all the things that are going on in this world are from people. Human beings. Those who have compassion and care about one another. People are those people who are opinionated, who want to give you their information but don't want to hear the other side in compassion and in love we came up with. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of human beings around. There's more people around than there are human beings, okay? And the group that I was with, we were noticing how much we have become more so loners. And we're people who actually are in the community helping other people realize in our own personal lives that we have become more loners than being a part of the people.
Wow, wow, wow. So what can people do to be more, I guess, human or compassionate or what have you? Because I agree, many people... There's less compassion in society, and I think if we can increase compassion, we'll be a better place.
Exactly, exactly. And what it's talked about is de-stressing ourselves, getting to know and love yourself. Really, truly love yourself, yes. Because in loving yourself, you know that you wouldn't harm another human being.
Yes, excellent, exactly.
We do not really, we'll sit and say, yes, we love each other, but do we really, can we really be by ourselves? We're always wanting to go here, do this, do that. Can we really sit alone by ourselves and be happy and love ourselves?
I like that very much. I appreciate that because do we love ourselves? I can dig that because if we love ourselves, will we really hurt anyone? Because if we love ourselves, we'll think about the circumstances affecting ourselves.
And all of us are going through something, so why would we, if we're not going to hurt ourselves, it's because we love ourselves. We wouldn't want to hurt someone else because we know that somebody else may be going through something, so we wouldn't want to hurt them.
I like this lady, boy. Keep going. What else did your group come up with?
We also talked about, you know, because I told them the subject of the show today was dealing about, you know, these issues in Africa, the free education. And it's funny, we're talking about education. In education in itself, it's a wonderful thing, but are we really getting educated about the things that we really need to know to love ourselves? Educated into what these titles we're supposed to have and how it makes people into the competition of not loving ourselves because we're trying to compete with one another. Today, okay, this was supposed to be a meeting about something totally different, but the conversation was very, very deep today.
And you know what? I appreciate those comments because it lines right up with what we were discussing today with respect to education. And I think that much of the news in education is indoctrination as opposed to education and not teaching people how to think. I really appreciate this information.
No problem, no problem. And it's like this. I'm glad I was able to help, and I want to just thank the people I had the conversation with today. The ladies, it was a beautiful conversation, and it's nice to get together with human beings trying to get
I appreciate that. We had Ladybug on the phone. Ladybug, thanks for the information, and we'll be seeing you next week.
Okay, you all have a great week.
All right, we had it from Ladybug right there, folks. And stay tuned, we'll be right back. You're tuned into the Dr. Weed Show.
BiblicalDirect.com is your Bible haven for outreach, specialty, and study Bibles. They have prison ministry study Bibles and Spanish Bibles for your Spanish brothers in Yeshua. Churches looking for a place where you can order Bibles with your church logo? BiblicalDirect.com can meet your needs. Click on the banner from our website, WGGFradio.com. When you support them from our page, you're supporting us. BiblicalDirect.com from WGGFradio.com.
Pastors, looking for outreach materials at a competitive rate, or laypersons? Are you looking for Bibles and study materials? Log on to ChristianBooks.com for competitive prices. They've been serving the faith-based community for 30 years. There you can find your favorite movies, music, children books, and Bible games. Shop while you're missing on WGGFRadio.com. Click the banner from our GGF Radio website. Study to show yourself approved. ChristianBook.com. And faith comes by hearing. Listen to WGGFRadio.com. Supporting them is supporting us.
Looking to change yourself for the better? Change takes place in the spirit, mind, and body, and education is key. Tune in to Breaking Bread at 8 p.m. with Dr. Weeks as we educate you and build you up in faith, finances, and family. That's 8 p.m. right here on this network. If you're hungry, it's time to eat. And if you're hungry, let's break bread together. That's 8 p.m. on Wednesday night right here on WGGF Radio Network. We breaking bread. All right, everybody, you tuned in to Dr. Weeks Show. I got my man, Mr. Ace, on the phone. What's up, Ace? What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Dr. Weeks? Good to talk to you.
Hey, good to talk to you, too, bro. Tell me what's happening in your world.
I don't know, Dr. Weeks. A lot of stuff's going on. Yesterday was Martin Luther King's birthday. Did you celebrate it?
Yeah. I had a chance to go to the parade and whatnot.
Yeah. I decided to take the day off and celebrate it, too. You know, the problem is my boss called me and said, we don't actually celebrate Dr. King's birthday over here at this job. I said, well, maybe y'all don't, but I do. So I had to take the day off and end up surfing the web. You know, sometimes you just get bored and start searching the web, Dr. Weeks.
Right.
Some stuff about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. I mean, that's, I'll tell you, they got, I don't know about them. One thing I do know is I like Kim Kardashian. A lot of women get upset with me when I say that, but because she's beautiful, she's rich, and she likes black men, so to me, she's all good. I was the problem, you know. I was talking to a woman. And she's like, how can you like her? She got fake boobs. And I'm like, you know what? I'm looking at this woman, Dr. Weeks, and she's got fake hair, fake lashes, and fake nails. And I'm like, well, if you're going to call her, how fake? Get yourself together.
The pot calling the kettle black, right?
I hate to tell my wife something like that, but hey, you know. She needs to hear it, you know. I don't be talking about Kimmy Cakes like that.
I hear you.
They got some pictures about Amber Rose. I don't know if you ever know who Amber Rose is.
Yeah, I know Amber Rose. She was dating Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz Khalifa, yeah, she's mad to him, and they broke up. She had some pictures on there with a teeny weeny bikini. Oh my goodness, man! I was like, if I was Wiz Khalifa, I'd have to make a phone call.
Oh, is that right?
I had to make a phone call. Look here, baby. I think I broke up too soon. I like Amber Rose too, but she's beautiful, bald head, and she like black guys. I mean, to me, she's all good. You know. I got a friend I'm trying to help out, Dr. Reed. You know when you try to help your friends out, try to help her out and give her the real deal. Sometimes, and she's single, and the problem that I have, a lot of times single people get the wrong message. Don't you agree?
They get what now?
They get the wrong message.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, for instance, this young lady said, you know, she's single and she's trying to learn how to cook so she can, you know, get somebody data. Like, for real, she said, yeah, because I hear that the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. I said, well, baby, actually, that's not true. Yeah. The way to a man's heart is through his ears. Because if you don't believe me, don't worry about learning how to cook. Learn how to shut up sometimes. Like peace and quiet, okay?
Hey, I know that's right.
You won't worry about a date. You'll get your husband, okay?
You got that right, brother. You may make a lot of women mad without me, but you're right.
Sometimes the truth hurts, Dr. Drew.
Right. You're right. You're right about that, brother. You're right about that. But, hey, just keep it quiet. You'll get a man, huh?
Yeah, keep it quiet. Let's keep it quiet. That's all you got to do.
I hear you.
We'll call this boy and say, I met a girl. I went out with her for 2 hours. She didn't say a word. I'm in love.
I hear you.
All right, Dr. Weeks. Pleasure, Dr. Weeks.
Yeah, man. It's a pleasure, man. You got anything coming up? You got anything coming up this weekend? Because, you know, I let the people know. We got to laugh, man. We got to laugh.
Got something coming up. I'll be at the Improv for a little bit on this weekend, probably Saturday night. So, somebody around, they can stop by and always see me.
Okay, cool. Where's the Improv? You got the, we can just look it up, right?
Yeah, the one in Fort lot of them.
Okay, okay, cool, cool, cool. All right, Mr. Ace, man, we thank you for the laughter. We need it, man. Yeah.
Take care, man.
Okay, then. All right, everybody. I want to transition into Kansas Governor Brownback. Governor Sam Brownback of Kansas. I don't know if you all remember, but last week, I believe I reported to you how Kansas Governor Brownback cut the tax for the wealthy part of the state. And as a result, that state is hemorrhaging shortfalls. They're going to have charges saying that they're not spending enough on schools. And the state is just hemorrhaging of a shortfall totaling more than $710 million in the current budget for the fiscal year beginning in July 1st. Why is this taking place? Because he said, I want to cut the taxes for the wealthy with the top wealthy in his state without really creating any answer for the shortfall of that income. Now, again, take the advice of Marco Rubio. You can't raise the taxes to help benefit someone else. So let's flip that. You can't cut the taxes to benefit someone else. Now, here's what's happening here. As a result, they're going to triple the cigarette tax. They're going to raise the tax on alcohol and slow down the promised income tax cuts to balance its budget. You made a big boo-boo, my friend, Mr. Brownback. Listen, if I'm in that top 1%, I want as much cuts to keep my money as possible. I'm not faulting you, buddy. You're taking care of your friends, and you obviously fall into that percentage of that wealth. And who is this? This is the governor. Who is he protecting? The people who donated to his campaign. Who is he protecting? People who will more than likely donate to his campaign again. Or will then more than likely donate and contribute to that political party again. This is why you cannot say, oh, he's talking blah, 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 blah. You got to educate yourself on this political process. It's very vital that you do that. It's very vital that you do that. So now we see he's going to triple cigarette tax, raise alcohol tax. And whether one is right or the other, I don't know. I don't smoke. I don't drink. So it's not affecting me, but I'm just showing you the very bad policy in politics that's happening here. Very bad precedent, in my opinion. If you want to cut those taxes for the wealthy, you got to have a way to pay for it. But nevertheless, I want to move on to something else. With respect to the tragedies that we saw around the world. With these terrorists making threats and the crackdown on terrorists, so-called terrorists in Europe. Now, I am not in Europe. I'm not over there, but I was certainly here when the 9/11 tragedies happened, and we had other questions that surfaced with respect to 9/11, and you still have questions that have been unanswered with respect to 9/11, especially when you had Putin, I don't remember if you all know, but Putin was saying we can look at Wall Street, how people traded stock and bought stock, and see who knew what with respect to 9/11. Yep, yeah, I'm telling you. I'm going to see if I can get that particular footage for y'all. You see? So I'm just suspicious whenever you hear these things. There's a crackdown here, but there's a crackdown over there. If they would have done this, they would have blew that up. I'm not anti-patriotic, people. I don't want you to think that. I just want you to know that you got to study, you got to diversify your media intake. That's what I'm saying. If you get some from here, you get some from TV, you get some from the internet, you got to connect those dots. I know we had something last week that was said that we should do our own research. I'm a proponent of that. Do your own research. Investigate the matter. Certainly look into it. Because I'm telling y'all to tell you this, that when we look at this story, here's a story I want you all to take a look at. Or listen to. We have Argentina prosecutor who accused Fernandez of Iran plot is found dead. This is important. He was a prosecutor who accused Argentina's president of orchestrating a cover-up in the investigation over Iran over the 1994 bombing of a Jewish community center, found dead in his apartment with a gunshot wound to the head, the government said on Monday. Now, if you believe this guy committed suicide, I got some real estate on the moon. I want to sell you. I got some real estate on the moon. I want to sell you. Now, the preliminary autopsy results suggest that there was no third person intervention of his death. But he said he could not rule out a provoked suicide, whereby someone forced or blackmailed him to kill himself. Senior politicians saying, we want to know which mafioso sector pushed the prosecutor to take this decision. He allegedly last week that the president, Cristina Fernandez, opened secretive discussions with Iran and at least one of the men suspected in the bombing, and that scheme aimed to clear the suspects so Argentina could swap gains for much needed oil from Iran, which denies any connection with the attack. People, why am I telling you this? Because this is how it operates. You had a freedom fighter here, a guy who fought for justice from, if we're looking at his history, when we look at his history, and he was taken out because he accused the president of saying, you're making deals with Iran for money. You're making backdoor deals with Iran, a suspected terror nation, for money. Okay? And what happened? They took him out. People, these people don't play in politics. You get on board or you'll get moved out of the way. And this brings me into what I want to say now. This whole thing about the terror plots, always unfortunate when you have life and people who will do these things in the name of religion. I appreciated this president when he says, no God will justify such heinous behavior with the decapitation of individuals in front of a camera. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. But nevertheless, our family and our hearts goes out to this man. Our hearts and our prayers go out to Alberto Nisman. He just called out the president and said, you're doing backroom deals and you know they're not going to have that. Oh, you want to talk about this? You really want to talk about this? Okay. Okay, if you really want to talk about this, you suffer the consequences. And he was taken out. And if we read this story was reported on Reuters by Sarah Marsh and Maximiliano Rizzi. You can check that story out for yourself. Of house and I go out to this family. And I highlighted this to show you that, hey, they don't play. they're going to forward their agenda no matter what. They're going to forward their agenda no matter what. And I have time for one more story. I want to talk about why middle-class children, black middle-class kids, become poor adults. It says that when it comes to financial stability, black Americans are often much more precarious financially situation than white Americans. And it says in 2013, the poverty rate among white Americans was 9.6%. Among black Americans, it was 27.2%. And the gap between the wealth of white and black families has widened to its highest level since 1989, according to a 2014 study by a Pew Research Center. So it's saying that although children may blow, so-called black children, African-American children, grow up in a middle-class family, they're more than likely, according to the statistics, will grow up to be economically challenged in a pressing situation in adulthood. And, you know, I used to say money or jobs, employment was the answer, but I really don't think so, because if you are still ignorant with your money, you'll still be in the same situation. This is why we have the show regarding economics to educate you. So it's not so much as getting a job or getting more money, but it's a matter of educating and managing your finances, educating and managing your decisions with the political process, educating and managing your decisions and how you operate with respect to social issues. Because I believe the more you become educated, the more you become empowered. So I'm going to be a proponent of education. There's a familiar scripture that says, people suffer for a lack of knowledge. My people suffer for a lack of knowledge. And we don't educate ourselves on this process, we're doomed for continual challenges and making things more pressing for ourselves than need be, and me included. Hey, everybody, I want to thank you for tuning in to the Dr. Weed Show with my friends, Ladybug, Mr. Baptiste, and Mr. Ace. Please join us next week. Tell at least 12 other people and continue to follow us on social media. I didn't get a chance to get those texts in. I had a lot of information, but thank you for your texts. I'll continue those texts in our chat room or next week to let you know what was going on. And I want to thank you for tuning in. And hey, we'll see you next week.
You're listening to WGGF Radio. Good news, good music talk radio.